Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. This episode is kind of dedicated to the rookies. You're going to be hearing from three ResistAll Rookie of the Year candidates on this episode of the Short Score. This weekend wrapped up the ResistAll Rookie Roundup in Fort Worth, showcasing some of the best young talent in the game. Utah boys Ben Jordan and Scott Loki won the team rope with a 4.5 in the four-man round Saturday night. Our fearless leader Chelsea Schaefer was at Cowtown Coliseum for the rookie roundup and caught up with the champs.
Ben, you were just telling me it's been crazy. Tell me about why is it crazy?
Oh, man. You know, we're out in California, and, you know, this week, Scotty always gives me crap because I rope the neck, you know. And so, like, we went to Clovis, and Clovis is one of my favorite rodeos because they're fresh muleys, you know. So we did really good on the first one. I did a bad job for Scott on the second one. We got a leg. Third round, we come back. We actually placed in the third round, and we're sitting six in the average. So it's like all the emotions, like, hey, we made a pretty good short go out there, and then we made the finals here. And so for us, it's been great, you know. Mm-hmm. Got to go at one right here, you know, one header. It was great.
Yeah, were you guys trying to be fast there? I mean, it was one header. What were you thinking? What was your game plan?
Well, I knew we had a good steer, you know, and I knew he ducked off a little right. And like I told those guys, like, I've been in the wall all night. Can't get tight. Just doing it, making it hell for Scotty, you know.
So, and for me, just so you know, videoing right there.
Yes.
There won't be any highlights of your first two runs.
Yeah, that was terrible. But, you know, so right there, I knew he stepped a little right. And I was just like, you know, and I was going towards him. I thought I was too close, but it worked out. Scotty did a good job, you know, and it was cool.
What did you know about that last steer? What was your plan?
I just knew it was really going to help us out if he went right, and it could help my guys stay out of the wall and don't let off at all.
Hey, I guess I didn't even watch them back because they were a little chaotic because you got too close to me. Did you get the neck on any of these three?
No.
No?
No, when there's horns, I try to get horns because Scotty, I don't want him firing me, you know.
Ben, when I met you the first time at Moses' house, you were like a businessman that had just kind of showed up to rope with some horses. Talk about the trajectory of the last couple years.
You know, it's from day one, you know, I started roping and hanging with all those guys, and I was like, you know, hey, you know, it's going to be a little fun and do it as an activity.
When did you do this?
I started 4 years ago this April. So, you know, and then I started getting into it, and I started getting better horses. You know, I met Quinn Kessler, and I met a lot of the guys that had good horses, and I was like, you know what? My goal is to win the rookie. That's going to be my goal. And I talked to Scott. I said, hey, our goal is to win the rookie, you know, and when we partnered up, it's like, hey, let's win it together. I don't think there's ever been a team that wins it together. So that's been our goal, and, you know, that's what we've really been working towards these last couple of years.
So I was at Moses today, and I was sitting there watching the Futurity with Winston, and he asked me, like, what I was doing in town and everything. And I said, for the rookie roundup. And I said, hey, you know, Ben and Scott, they're making it back, right? And he's like, they're rookies? And Winston didn't know you guys were rookies. Scott, what have you been doing that you're a rookie at this point of your career?
I mean, I just stayed on the mountain. I grew up on a family ranch raising cows and never really got into team roping until we started knowing we could make our horses do something else besides just ranching. And so that's what kind of took a while, and we did the right steps, and so now we're here.
How do you guys know each other?
Me and Ben, we were at the Tuesday Nighter Jackpot there in Spanish Fork, and he shows up with him and his brothers, and my first impression was like, who's this guy trying to rope cows? And then after that, I got a job over there working for him, and it's been good ever since.
Very good. So what's the flight schedule tomorrow? What time do you guys got to be on a plane?
I think we fly out about 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. We leave 8 o'clock here, and we land over there at 9. Hopefully the weather's good. We don't get delayed, you know, but we have a little time. This thing's short round starts at 2. No, team roping's a little far down, so I think we should be all right. We're going to go out there, make as good a run as we can, and, you know, try to put some numbers on the board.
Hey, this is a double dollar horse, right?
Yes.
Tell me about this horse.
So I actually, you know, Dylan Allstrom was working for me, and this horse is really special to me because, you know, Caleb Hendricks' brother, he owned the horse, and then it came up for sale, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy him. And Dylan was riding him when he was heading, and then when he stopped heading, he kind of gave him back to me, and I was like, man, well, I guess I'll use him. He's pretty good. And he's, you know, he's been in my top string the whole time, so he's really, you know, I really learned how to really rope on this horse, you know, so it's he holds a special heart in me, in a special place in my heart. You know, every time I have something big come up, you know, I get on him. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been great. He's really true, really honest, you know, so makes it easy for a guy like me to rope on.
How old is he?
He's 10.
What's your horse? Tell me about your horse.
This is Mufasa. We just bought him from Chase not even maybe 2 months ago. And it's been awesome. Rode him at a lot of jackpots. We get along real great. And he just makes it real easy to throw fast.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
It was also the story of a rookie in Clovis, California this weekend. Resistall Rookie of the Year contender Corbin Rice won the team roping with past Resistall Rookie of the Year heeler Caleb Hendricks, who won the heeling Resistall Rookie of the Year title in 2021. Corbin and Caleb won the Clovis Rodeo with a 32.3 on 4 steers, and I caught up with Corbin to talk about their win. You guys are also going to be able to read about their win here shortly this week. Well, we'll start with the basics. Walk me through Clovis. I want a play-by-play.
Okay. So the first round seemed like we had a pretty dang good one on them. She started out pretty slow. The run just happened all at once. It wasn't really planned to be 6-3. It means it just kind of happened. And then round two, I didn't know the cow. I think Caleb knew him, but I didn't know him. And then she started off slow and then never really got much out of a lope.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went and caught her 7 flat on 2. And it was kind of just completing the course on whatever cow we drew after that, I guess, getting everything caught. Our third one in the progressive round tried pretty hard. And I was off the barrier a little bit, but it was just we had – enough time I thought that I did just whatever it took to catch the cow, and that's kind of what we went on the next two runs.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, have you roped a lot of muleys? I mean, or was that kind of a new experience for you?
Oh yeah, I've done quite a bit. We practiced on them quite a bit.
Really?
Several muley jackpots and stuff. No, I'm pretty familiar with muleys.
Gotcha. I figured, but I know there's some guys I've heard that get out there and it's a totally different thing for them.
Right, absolutely.
Clovis is kind of a longer week. Were you guys posted up there? Were you going back and forth anywhere else? What did the week kind of look like?
So, right after we got done at Red Bluff, I had to fly back for a college rodeo in Stephenville.
Gotcha.
And then I flew back out to Fresno, and I was there for the rest of the week for all the jackpots, and we hung out over there at that Steve Simons, yeah.
Gotcha.
And he let us stay out over there and practice. He's really good to us.
Well, I know you kind of talked about it, but tell me what the game plan was for the Sunday short round there in Clovis.
Sunday short round, nobody knew what they were going to, what 12 cows they were going to bring in there, and then I got up there and didn't recognize any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just score as good as you could, and then kind of whatever it took to catch the cow was what we were going to go with, because I think we had them by like 2.5 to 3 seconds or something like that, so we had a little bit of wiggle room to just go in there, not be silly, make mm-hmm. stupid mistakes, and just do whatever it took to get them caught.
Gotcha.
Caleb did a great job on all four of them. The last two especially, they weren't very easy for a heeler to get by. He did a good job.
Tell me a little bit about that. What made them kind of hard?
I thought our first two, I thought took it really good. I mean, they were a little bit fresh, but they were slow enough that it all. I think I could just pull them like almost like a regular steer, and they hopped off good. But our third and fourth one, they were running so hard down the arena that they almost had to whip for just a second to take it out of them and then start hopping. But our third and fourth cows had gotten caught very much, because they gotcha. Both were still pretty wild on the end of it and tried to fight it. I just tried to pull them, keep their feet moving for him.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's an easy arena either, that shape, that wall comes real fast.
No, it does. And Chad Masters, big shout out to him. He let me take one of his good horses out there for Red Bluff and Clovis and let me jackpot on him. And he can pretty much, he pulls whatever you put in front of him, he can pull it. So big shout out to Chad on him because that, it made it a lot easier. I knew that that horse was going to come up the wall no matter what. So mm-hmm. I had that to rely on.
I was just going to ask too, kind of switching gears, tell me about the horse.
Yeah, his name's Pop Rock. I've rode him in and out for probably the past, I don't know, 2 years. Chad rode him quite a bit last summer, mm-hmm. towards the end of the summer, and did really good on him. And then he let me take him out there and jackpot on him, like I said, and ride him at Red Bluff and Clovis. But yeah, I've rode that horse a lot for past probably 2 years. Just kind of whenever I get a chance to get on him, I'm all for it.
Okay, awesome. That's cool. Okay, I'm being nosy, sorry. How did you guys kind of get that worked out? I mean, you must have known Chad for a while, I'm assuming then.
Yeah, like whenever I went from Cisco to Stephenville, I was over there working in Lipan anyway, and then I kind of just got hooked up with Chad and worked for him for about a year and a half, and then that's still, I go over there, and that's mainly where I practice at, and he lets me get on a bunch of his stuff and this and that. He's been awesome to me for the past 2.5 years. I'm sure he's probably about to get tired of me. Let me out. I hope not, though.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. He's been awesome for me.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, very cool. Kind of switching gears again, but tell me a little bit about you and Caleb. I hate to ask a stupid question, but how long have you guys been roping?
No, it's not. Actually, I had a run for this winter, and he decided to do something different, so I was kind of stumped. And I noticed that I was watching like San Antonio, Houston, and all that, and Caleb had Clay Tryon over there, and I was pretty sure that Clay was retiring this year, just going to go to the winter buildings.
Mm-hmm.
He was done for the rest of the summer, but he was figuring out California. And I didn't have any being in California because there's just enough going on with the college rodeo, and then I ended up missing that rookie roundup in Fort Worth. I didn't even fly back for it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning, I wasn't even going to go, and I got thinking about it. Figured if I wanted a partner for the rest of the summer, get out there. So I texted him back and told him that I'd go to California. And we roped out a couple jackpots before we went out there and practiced a few times. And it all went really good. We felt like put a pretty decent run together, and then kind of just decided while we were out there that we would do it for the rest of the summer, and then kind of started off winning Clovis. So I'm excited for it.
I didn't even realize that you were a rookie this year.
Yeah, I am. This is my rookie year.
Well, this is a good start then to it, I feel like.
It was. Yeah, this winter was rough. But
was it?
No. This winter had been rough, but Clovis started it off good, I guess. Started the summer off good.
How are you feeling so far? I know it's still early, but in your rookie year, is there anything that you feel like you're surprised by, you didn't realize?
No, not really. I went out and stayed out there for about a month and a half last summer on my permit, but my partner from last year had a card, so we kind of got in everywhere, and I stayed out there for about, like I said, month and a half, and then came back and finished out circuit rodeo and made circuit finals and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying I know every setup about everything or anything like that, but no, I haven't. I kind of halfway know what I'm getting myself into for this summer.
Gotcha.
But I'm sure there'll be plenty of surprises by the time the year's done.
Yeah. Are you kind of already touched on it, but like, what does the rest of the year look like? I mean, I'm assuming you're going to try and go for rookie of the year.
Right. Yep, absolutely. We didn't actually end up entering Guymon. I'm just going to leave and go start up. Me and Caleb will meet in Window Rock and kind of start off right there. Go to a couple of circuit rodeos. He's Wilderness Circuit, and they've got a bunch of really good rodeos. A bunch of their circuit rodeos are tour rodeos anyway, so. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave and go straight over there. I'm not going to stay home for Weatherford or any of that. I'll start off in Window Rock with him, and then Sisters, Oregon, Eagle, Idaho, and Pleasant Grove and Vernal, all that, those first couple of weeks of end of May, beginning of June.
Gotcha.
So, and then we'll go from there. I plan on being out there the rest of the year.
Gotcha. I know Clovis might not be the biggest thing you ever won in your career, but kind of tell me what it means to get the win.
No, yeah, it definitely, it's up there for sure. It's definitely my first biggest
yeah.
PRCA win. I've won a couple of other rodeos, but that for sure tops everything on it. It was cool to win that rodeo. It's first time to California. I like the setups out there. That's kind of, oh, I don't know about more of my deal, but I like the way they have that deal set up out there. And it was a lot of fun. It was a good 2 weeks. Got plenty of jack taunting to do.
For sure. Yeah.
And the weather was way nice while we were out there this year. So no, it was good. I was impressed with everything about it. I wouldn't say that I was not wanting to go, but maybe not looking as forward to it as I thought I would, especially now, I guess.
Yeah. But.